It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live when I'm alive. It's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live when I'm alive. It's my life.
Hi everyone, Jana here from Down Under, and welcome back. I hope you're all enjoying me telling you about some of these awesome business ideas that I've come across in my travels. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying telling you all about them. And, you know, there's not a single one of these ideas that I'm not either doing myself personally or that I haven't researched or they're not at least on my to-do list. And, you know, the thing about a whole lot of them is that I find them all fun and interesting. So let's get the show on the road, shall we? Now today I want to tell you about a great little business idea that's not only the absolute easiest thing in the whole world to do, but it's lots and lots and lots of fun. Let me introduce you to the fun and exciting world of podcasting. Now, just to be clear, that's what you're all listening to at the moment. There's lots and lots of good things about podcasting, and probably the first one I want to talk about is the fact that compared to websites and blogs and stuff on the internet like that, by putting a podcast on iTunes, for example, you literally have tons and tons and tons of less competition than you would by just putting a traditional website up. And there's an absolute mile of traffic at iTunes as well that are wanting to listen to your podcast. In fact, did you know that most business owners and professional people don't even know what a podcast is, let alone have it occur to them to actually use one to, you know, advertise or promote their businesses or their products? And podcast downloads from iTunes, well, according to Apple, is growing at an absolute exponential rate. So, you know, if you go and Google and chase up the iTunes stats, you'll see that more and more people, by a long way, are downloading podcasts. It's becoming more and more popular. And this probably has a lot to do with, you know, the increasing number of people that are getting, you know, portable devices, iPhones, iPods, all that kind of stuff. And it makes it really easy for people to, you know, access and download podcasts. So the fact that it's a rapidly growing market is a really good thing. And because you can put up a free podcast for people and still make money from it in, well, a lot of different ways, really, and I'll tell you all about that shortly, but it means that people can get the free downloads, which makes it a lot more attractive to them. So just to keep it in perspective, I mean, on the other side of it, if you had your own website, the first and quite major thing, I guess, is the actual design and development of the website, which, unless you're a techie and into that sort of stuff, you really need to pay someone to do it properly for you. And even once that part's over, it's got to be uploaded to your server, which you need to pay for, and then there's the maintenance of it, and, you know, things like making sure that it's always up and running, any broken links you have to check, you know, all the time, make sure that there's no broken links, and anything else that might happen along the way, comments, you need to update it constantly with fresh content, or Google won't like it, and it just goes on and on and on. So how easy is podcasting compared to that? You don't have any of that. And also when it comes to podcasting, it's just so easy to put a little podcast together. Honestly, it's absolutely simple. This is really how it goes. There's a little program called Audacity. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Some of you might have or know about it. Anyway, it's a completely free program. It's not one of these programs where, you know, you download it on a 30 days and use it for a week or two and then you have to either pay for it or it stops working. You can't use it anymore. You know, one of those. Maybe it self-destructs or something. It's not one of those. It's just completely free that you can use it all the time. And it's really, really awesome. It comes in so handy when it comes to podcasting. And it's just an absolute breeze to use it. I have a 10-year-old, and he gets on and he uses it, and he just plays with it. That's how that goes. He doesn't use it for any constructive purpose, really, other than to just play with it and have fun. That's how simple it is to use. And I have to admit, I find it kind of fun myself, to the point where I always look forward to the part where I get to play with it. So we have this free program called Audacity, which is what you use to record yourself, and then you edit the saved recording in Audacity. And it's also the program that you use to, well, you know, pretty up your recording and do stuff to it that makes it sound professional. They're really simple things as well, but that's what you use to do it. And after you've done that, you simply upload your recording, and hey presto, that's your first podcast up and running. And, well, now, admittedly, there's a couple of little minor intermediate steps along the way, but really, they're so minor that they're not even worth mentioning here. That's basically the whole concept of how you get a podcast up and running. The whole point here, though, is to point out how simple the entire exercise is. It's truly an absolute piece of cake. And there's tons and tons of free information out there to help you. When I first started, I invested in a couple of really, really good courses that I just made the entire journey a complete breeze. And it told me about stuff that I hadn't even thought of, that sort of thing. But, you know, you don't need to invest in anything. There's plenty of free information out there that will, at the very least, get you up and running. And, you know, once you do it once, you do it the first time, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, they just flow. It just feels like second nature after you've got a couple under your belt. So nobody would ever have any reason to, you know, worry about not having enough technical know-how or expertise or anything like that. But now we come to the big question that's always on everybody's lips, which goes something like, but what would I podcast about? And okay, here's how the answer to that goes. And I really only have one thing to say about it. You must be kidding, right? If you go and get on iTunes and have a look at what some people podcast about, and quite successfully too, I might add, you'd be absolutely amazed. People podcast about all kinds of stuff. And, you know, a lot of the time it's about stuff that if someone suggested it to you, you know, you'd most likely say something like, oh, that's boring, no one'd be interested in that. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's crap. And you don't even have to take my word for it. You go and get on iTunes for yourself and check out what some people are podcasting about. And you know, you can just see for yourself. Honestly, if you can talk, if you know someone, if you've got friends, family, kids, parents, if you can ride a bike, drive a car, and if you've got a job, if you eat, sleep, if you've got a hobby, if you watch TV, ride a bike, do the gardening, you know, if you're really just an existing human and you're alive, then you've got a topic to podcast about. Just go to iTunes and have a look for yourself. And don't ever presume what people will or won't be interested in, because you'd most likely be surprised. You know, when I first started out, I couldn't stand listening to my own voice, to the point where I'd have rather not do it than to have to use my own voice. Well, really, still to this day, I don't like the sound of my own voice. It's a bit like, you know, lots of people don't like to see themselves on a video or hear themselves, that sort of thing. But I've learnt to tolerate it. But what I used to do in the early days is when I podcast, I would specifically podcast about stuff where people would either have to call me and let me record them and their stories, or they'd have to email me of their own stories recorded, already recorded, in either MP3 or WAV format. So my plan was for me not having to use my own voice on a podcast and use other people's stories. But what happened then was I was stuck for, you know, the person introducing them and the exit and then the commentary in between other people's stories and whatever. So what I did, I went out and I found someone with a great voice And he would do all my commentary for me, and at really, really reasonable rates. And so what I did was I just let him do it all for a while, until I got to the point where I thought, this is just absolutely ridiculous, totally ridiculous. I'm just doing this myself. And really, people are interested in the information, not whether you've got, you know, a female Aussie voice or a male American voice or people just want the information. So, but what I have done is asked Artie, who used to do my voiceover work for me, to say a couple of words just to, you know, for anybody out there. As I say, when I first started, if I couldn't have found someone to do it for me, I wouldn't have started it in the first place. So if you happen to be in that boat, and I hope you're not, because it's really, you know, you're better off just doing it yourself, and you'll come to that conclusion in the long run. But if you're at the point like I was, where you're not going to do it if you've got to use your own voice, I asked Artie to say a couple of words for you, just so that you can hear, you know, what you can get done if you really, really want to, using someone else. Even though I do think you should be just yourself, but if you're anything like me, you've got to learn the hard way. So here's a few words from Artie, and I'll be back after he's finished.
Hi, my name is Artie, and I'm the person that does the voice work for Gina. Now, I have to tell you, she usually sends me the scripts she wants me to read. I record them and return them to her in MP3 format. That's about as complicated as it gets. You know, for an Aussie gal, she doesn't give me too much trouble. No, she's very, very nice. Now, she obviously has lots of different projects on the go, given the broad range of topics I get to talk about. And, well, we don't want to go there, I don't think. No. However, this time around, she sent me an email without the script. All the email said was, I'm doing a new podcast, teaching others how to podcast, and I want them to know how easy it is to get someone to do great voiceover work. So could you give me something for my listeners, please? So let me tell you how it goes. It's really not that complicated. Firstly, Gina found me on the internet and approached me asking if I would be interested in looking at her needs for her podcast in the hope that I could help her. Well, so I had a look at what she wanted, gave her a small sample, asking if it was what she was looking for and if anything needed to be changed. She was very happy with what I'd done, and she keeps sending me script after script after script after script. It just goes on and on and on. I do the funny stuff, the serious stuff, really anything she throws at me. Here's a sample of how one of my intros might go. Hi, and welcome to the show. It's time for Life with Worms, an exciting look at the little squiggly things that crawl under us each and every day. Life with Worms, brought to you by Gummies, the worm-like candy for those who really, truly like fuzzy little worms. So that's how easy it is to get someone like me to do voiceovers for you, to make your life that much easier. It's always nice to get a professional to dress it up for you and make it sound just the way you want it to. Anyway, good luck with whatever she's got you all podcasting about. Like voice work down for yourself? Well, it's simple. You know, you can write to me at fatguywithamic@yahoo.com. That's fatguywithamic, M-I-C, at Ymail. Thanks, and good listening. I'm off to devour a gummy.
Well, that was Artie, and as you can hear, Artie does an absolutely amazing job of anything I ask him to do. He's really awesome. Anyway, let's keep moving on. So the next thing you need to know about podcasting is, you may even be asking or thinking to yourself at the moment, how could anyone possibly make money from podcasting? Let me tell you about the most common way. You know, once you get your podcast uploaded to iTunes, you'll be absolutely amazed at how you get an audience to grow and the number of downloads you'll get. You know, once this starts happening, you'll automatically attract advertisers wanting to advertise on your program, and this can mean lots of money for you, very lucrative. And it happens all the time. Really, that's probably one of the main ways you'll monetize your podcast. Now, the second method, or the second way of monetizing your podcast, will be if you have either a blog or a website set up. Now, it doesn't have to be one of these fancy websites, you know, the ones with 50 million pages and 50 million backlinks and blah, blah, blah. Just a plain little simple blog or website. And I can even cover this. It's only, you know, not even a half hour job to set one up. And I can cover this in another podcast for you or put a little tutorial on the site. But the point is, it's another way of monetizing your blog. What happens is you set up your little website or blog in conjunction with your podcast, or you have a back end product so that you can use your podcast to send people to your website or your blog or your back end product. And that's another really common way of making money from podcasts. Now, another way is you can JV with someone. So, for anyone listening who doesn't know what a JV means, it's simply a joint venture between two or more people. And as an example, you might interview someone who's looking to get his or her brand name out there. And so by them letting you interview them, you've helped them to get some free exposure, and you've helped your own podcast as well. So that's another good way. You know, there's a ton more ways of monetizing a podcast, but that should just show you for starters that there's lots and lots of ways that, it, you know, it's very easy. Now, as for the setup costs, as you can see, they're zero. I mean, some people might tell you that you need, oh, I don't know, this sort of fancy microphone, or you have to go out there and buy that kind of fancy headphones. But in reality, especially when you're first starting out, the microphone in your computer will do nicely. Absolutely fine. You don't need to spend a cent, not a cent. You can go away and you can do this now, in the next 5 minutes, right now. And you know, that's really all there is to it. As I said, right from the word go, podcasting would have to be one of the easiest and the most lucrative business ideas to get up and running that you could possibly find. And you don't need any special skills or technical knowledge. There's no startup capital needed. And it's really kind of fun when you get into it. So my suggestion for everyone is to head on over to iTunes, have a bit of a look around at what other people are doing and podcasting about, and get started on your own podcast. There's some awesome courses available. And, you know, I've even put a link on my website, which is www.cashflowbusinessideas.com. For a free, there's a link there for a free podcasting course. It's just completely free. There's no sign up, no anything. It's just free. There is more information available if you want to pay for it at other sites. But the one I've put there under free course is just completely free if you want to have a look through it. Just so that you're completely not out of pocket to get the thing up and running. So I guess the obvious question is, why not take advantage of it? Really, what have you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. I want everyone to get out there and start podcasting today. And one last thing, make sure you have some fun along the way. I do, and it really keeps you motivated. And podcasting is just, it's one of those things that it's lots of fun to do. And the more fun you have, the more motivated you'll be to keep going. And you'll also end up usually with a much better end result as well if people can tell that you're having fun along the way and if you've enjoyed doing it. So I hope you've enjoyed hearing all about podcasting. And make sure you tune in for my next business idea that I've got to present to you. Until then, happy podcasting. No solid prayer for faith departed. Gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear